time. Here we go. And we're on the air. Alright, so today we're talking about astral travel and the astral realm. And just so you know, GDPix, if you have any questions, feel free to just type it in the comment box and we'll get to your question as soon as possible. And this is our live episode, attempting to record while we're doing it live. Awesome. Okay. So first of all, we're going to talk about the dangers of astral travel. Yes, for me, we're going to talk about the dangers first. And the first danger is that you can become obsessed with the astral plane. Becoming obsessed with the astral plane is one danger for those who seek out-of-body experiences. You can become so focused on achieving connections with the planes beyond your own that you fail to care for yourself in this one. This danger refers to caring for yourself physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Long separation of body and spirit may leave a person feeling disconnected from reality.
Demonic possession. What about some encountering other spirits and beings? While some spirit guides may be benevolent, not all are. Astral projection guides warn of deceptive spirits that enjoy following the unwary. Others speculate the absence of a spirit in the physical body can leave it open to possession. While there are no documented cases of this, there is a belief proper preparation and controlled journeying can protect the body from undue influences. If a body is possessed by another spirit or demon during an out-of-body experience, can the cord that connects your soul to your body be severed?
Well, that is a good question there, Rebel 45. I don't think it can be severed. I don't think anything can sever that cord.
From my understanding.
From my understanding,
the only thing that can sever your cord is death.
Right. That's a very good answer. So the third thing that you should worry about when traveling the astral realm is becoming lost. A spirit traveling the astral plane may become lost or disoriented. The purpose of a silver cord of life is to keep one tethered to the physical body. But obsession or distraction can leave a spirit wandering and uncertain how to return to the body. So you gotta be really careful about that. Okay. Another concern is encountering a dangerous spirit or spirits that may mug or attack the traveling astral projector. The danger of astral projection is harder to predict because if the spirit is harmed, there will be no evidence beyond the death of the body at home. Conversely, the physical body is killed while a person is astral projecting. They would have nowhere to return. So, according to that, it appears that you can actually become killed while in the astral realm, and your physical body will die. And then you will just be forever stuck in the astral realm. And how freaking horrible would that be? So, now, on that note, let's talk about some safety.
It's important to protect yourself and stay grounded. Those who wish to have a higher understanding of nature, man, and existence may choose to try astral projection. It's important to stay focused and to train your mind and body for these experiences and to be vigilant. Having someone trusted to be present as a guardian of the physical body can increase a personal sense of safety. Protect yourself and keep an eye on your cord. Many people during out-of-body experiences and astral projection keep their soul tethered to their body by visualizing a thin silver cord.
Welcome, Muhammad. Thanks for listening. We're talking about astral travel and astral realm.
During astral projection, always pay attention to that cord and keep it. And you surrounded by a white protective light. That's why safety is so important, because if you're protected and take the proper steps, you will always be protected and make sure that you're at least using safety precautions during this process.
That is exactly right. Safety is so important. And you guys, we're always harping on safety, I know, but safety first, safety first.
Well, yes,
safety first.
Safety first. You wouldn't hire an electrician to do your plumbing and vice versa.
All right. So, one concern for those who enjoy out-of-body experiences is that the spirit is meant to learn from life. Too much time spent in out-of-body experiences may hamper the spirit's ability or focus in learning from physical reality. The dangers of astral projection encourage those who practice it to exercise caution on the spiritual plane. Just be careful, guys. You know, you want to leap up out your body and go just traveling around the astral realm? Go to the astral realm, enjoy yourself, have fun, but be cautious, guys. Just be careful. Because I love each and every one of you guys. I do. Beginning. Okay. So, next we're going to talk about crystals. And here is Rebel 45 to talk to you about crystals that we can use while traveling the astral realm.
You know, which are the best crystals for astral travel? Iolite, a stone of exploration in the muses. Ametrine, blue calcite, which is a stone of inspiration. Black tourmaline, it is a black stone for protection. Moldavite is an extraterrestrial stone.
I've never heard of moldavite.
Labradorite, stone for serendipity and magic. An angelite, which is a stone of awareness, which Luna Light here has.
I do have an angelite. And that's good to know that if I go traveling around, you know, outside of my body, I can use my angelite to help protect me and keep me aware. Because awareness is important, you guys.
Clear quartz, which is the master healer and stone of power.
I also had that too. Oh my goodness. And God, I'm a big astral traveler tonight.
Astrophyllite. And a bonus crystal would be apophyllite.
All right. Very, very good. So, now that we've talked about the dangers and how to keep yourself safe in crystals, now we can begin to talk about... I'll give me just a minute, folks. Having some technical difficulties. All right, I'm over my technical difficulties. All right, sorry about that. All right, so now we can begin to talk about what the astral realm is like. The astral realm is a place with access to 7, some say 12, dimensions. Our dimension has been referred to as the 5th. Yeah, I think our dimension is the 3rd, so I disagree with that. Anyways, there are 4 below us that have been described as hell dimensions, and 2 above that would be referred to as heaven. See, the astral realm may be entered by means of long tubes that bear visual similarity to these planes and conjectures of grids and tubes. Within the astral realm, there are many places and things to discover, including the Akashic Records, which is something I'm very interested in. for the record. Little wordplay. It is the true virtual reality world where anything and everyone is accessible. It is generally said to be populated by angel spirits or other immaterial beings. This also includes lower entities.
Lost travelers.
There we go. You. Your turn.
You know, spirit guides were often stereotyped ethnically, with Native Americans, Chinese, or Egyptians being popular for their perceived ancient wisdom. Other popular types of guides were saints or other enlightened individuals. Nevertheless, the term can also refer to totems, angels, guardian angels, or nature spirits. Some spirit guides live as energy in the cosmic realm, or as light beings, which are very high-level spirit guides. Spirit guides can also appear as persons who have lived many former lifetimes that have paid their karmic debts and advanced beyond a need to reincarnate. Many devotees believe that spirit guides are chosen on the other side by human beings who are about to incarnate and wish assistance. The other side has much less dense atmosphere than Earth. Therefore, according to the occult teachings, the astral plane can be visited consciously.
Okay, so it can be visited consciously through astral projection, meditation, near-death experience, lucid dreamings, or other means. I will repeat that according to occult teachings, the astral plane can be visited consciously through astral projection, meditation, near-death experience, lucid dreaming, or other means. Individuals that are trained in the use of astral projection can separate their consciousness and the astral self from the physical body at will. Astral projection, or astral travel, is an interpretation of outer body experience that assumes the existence of an astral body separate from the physical body and capable of traveling outside. The astral body is an immediate subtle body, linking the rational soul to the physical body. While the astral plane is an immediate subtle world between heaven and earth, a common belief is the astral body is attached to the physical body by means of a silver cord, life thread, or the consciousness thread. Keeping an eye on the thread, guys, is very important.
The final chapter of the biblical book of Ecclesiastes is often cited in this respect. Before the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be shattered at the fountain, or the wheel be broken at the cistern, Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 2, is more generally agreed to refer to the astral planes. Here's a sample from Fathis, Birth of a Falcon, of Nathan and Keelan in the astral realm.
Alright, so you hear that, guys? The astral realm is referred to in the Bible. Amazing, poof, mind blown. Alright, now, here, I will talk now. Now that we've gone over danger and safety and crystals and what the astral realm is like, we will now discuss with you the long-awaited how to astral travel. This is it, folks. How we astral travel. And just PM me your address so I can send you some clear quartz. All right. So, there is, first what's known as the Monroe Institute Steps. Bob Monroe, founder of the leading research organization in the field of human consciousness called the Monroe Institute, penned a body of work titled Journeys Out of the Body, in 1971, which he provides a detailed outline for how to astrally project oneself in seven steps. So, Link will be doing astral travel for a long time, and here are all those 7 steps. Number 1. Step 1. Relax, both physically and mentally. Step 2. Enter a hypnotic state, or half asleep. So, step 1. Relax, both physically and mentally. Step 2. Enter a hypnotic state, or where you're half asleep. Step 3. Deepen the state by prioritizing mental sensation over physical sensation. Step 4. So it's all about intent, guys. It's all about intent. Step 4 is pay attention to the presence of vibration.
I'm trying to call in.
We have a caller, guys. Hey, you're live on the air.
Right on, what's going on?
What's going on, man? We're talking about astral travel. Do you have a question or a story for us?
Yeah, I want to know about these aliens, man.
Aliens?
Yeah.
What about them?
Do they exist and where do they come from?
I'll let you have that one, Rebel 45.
Yeah, to most people, they exist, and they're coming from different galaxies, and the grays and blues
live amongst us. Welcome to our show, by the way. Go ahead. So, apparently, they live amongst us all the time, but I like to think that, maybe there are some aliens that... and extraterrestrials that exist in the astral realm. And I say they come from all over the galaxy.
There's also good ones and bad ones. Some are on our side and some are against us.
How can you distinguish between a good one or a bad one?
That's an excellent question. Rebel 45?
Well, the reptilians are the bad ones. They are more like a shapeshifter that blends in, and so they're hard to distinguish. Blues are our friends and on our side and trying to help us. They go back to like Egyptian days with the pyramids and why they are still standing after so many thousands of years. Generally, a good one will not want to do you harm, and you'll feel calmed and relaxed if you're ever in the presence of one. And a bad one that's out to get you, you will feel like they are trying to probe or poke at you and question you.
Your spotty sense may go off, in other words.
It'll be like a gut feeling?
Yeah. Intuition.
All right.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I remember being in a crash somewhere, and there was this spaceship, and half of it, I could only see the back half of it, and it was on fire, and there's 2 rocks, and I was on my way to somewhere, going somewhere, and I ended up talking to somebody here recently, and they told me I'm from Andromeda Galaxy.
Go ahead. Right, we're listening. Go ahead.
So, that's the closest star that you can see in space. That's the closest to our solar system.
Right. Okay, so, have you ever heard of a star seed?
A what?
A star seed. I'll keep this simple. So, apparently, there are some of us here that come from other galaxies and were born from, made from the dust of a star. It's a whole big long thing. I unfortunately don't have time to get into right now, but Have you ever felt like maybe you came from a different planet, or like maybe you just don't belong here on Earth? Like maybe you just don't belong here. Have you ever felt like that? Then there you go. It's very possible.
So during his crash, he had some.
So I don't know how that travel was possible.
So when you crashed, you may have had a near-death experience, and the astral travel to the astral realm. It is possible during a near-death experience. That is one of the times when our spirits can leave our physical bodies and go traveling in other realms.
Did he have a loss of time?
Did you have a loss of time? Did you experience any kind of time loss? You're like, whoa, where did the time go kind of thing?
Okay. We ended up getting an accident and crashed somewhere around Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh, shit. That's famous for aliens. Yeah, it's very, very, very possible that you either astral traveled or were even abducted by aliens.
The blues are our friendlies, and they are one of the ones that are famous for at Roswell. They probably assisted you on your journey and was showing you an enlightened path of maybe where you're heading or a possible direction of where you could go. And the blues are definitely friendlies. They are on our side, and they are there to help and guide you, and they are there to protect us and lend a hand to us when necessary.
Yeah,
I hear you. Cigarettes and Monsters always good.
Yeah.
Ah, Blue Moon. There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, good for you for waiting until you get home to have a drink.
Huh?
I said, good for you for waiting until you get home to have a drink. That's awesome.
Yeah. Everything's closed.
Yep. I hear you there. That's a bummer.
So, do you have any more?
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper. You don't spend as much money and don't get tipsy.
So, I guess I'm an intermediate.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's a possibility also, and like I said, the blues is probably where your link is, especially being in Roswell. Those are the ones that were famous to... Famous for it, and they actually assisted us with some technology back then.
So do you have any more questions for us?
No, that's it. You guys have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
We appreciate the call and the conversation. Feel free to call us anytime.
And before you hang up... And our group, our Facebook group, is called Otherworldly Phenomenal. The paid group, if anyone listening wants to look us up on Facebook, we'd be happy to have you join our group. And so now where were we? Oh, yeah. So, step one is to relax both physically and mentally. Step two is enter a hypnotic state or where you're half asleep. Step three is to deepen the state by prioritizing mental sensation over physical sensation. And remember, guys, it's all about the intent. Did you answer her question?
I'm trying to bring up the keyboard.
Okay. Step four is pay attention to the presence of vibration in your environment, which becomes apparent in a state of deepened attention. In a state of deep attention, you can feel the vibrations around you. And step five is incur the vibration in your physical body and relax into its presence. The purpose of this is to gently jiggle the subtle body out of the physical body. Step six, focus your thoughts on leaving the limbs and the torso and try to do so one at a time. Step seven, known as lifting out, focus on effortlessly drifting out of your physical body. And here is Rebel 45 with another technique to tell you about.
One moment, I was typing in.
Go ahead.
Miss Jenny Peach's questions and trying to assist her with some answers and guidance.
Go ahead. We'll just pause the show before you end the video. Or I can take over typing for you if you want. Just go ahead and finish. And so I think it's not answering Jenny Peach's question there. Jenny Peach's question will be answered. So I think it's done. He's going to go ahead with technique number two, called the astral projection rope technique. There's a few different ways in which you can astral travel, and so we're going to go over all the ways that we're going to help you guys out. And honestly, if y'all hear news of my demise tomorrow, then it's because I died somewhere in the astral realm. Because that's what I'm going to be attempting tonight, folks. There we go.
Let's scroll back.
And here's number two.
So, astral projection rope technique. It's from the work of Robert Bruce. He's a founder of the Astral Dynamics Movement. The rope technique is regarded as one of the most accessible astral projection methods. Now, the first step, you want to relax your physical body by visualizing each muscle.
She says, the blues not here.
The blues are definitely here.
Okay.
They are our friends.
Okay, so the blues are here and they're...
They are ones that will maybe, in a car accident, shield you, protect you. They may actually assist you, offer help.
The blues are always watching out for us. Right,
they're always watching over us.
Continue.
They want the Earth to survive as a civilization as it is, where the reptilians are fighting against them.
Thank you for answering our question.
So you relax your physical body by visualizing each muscle. Step two, from your space of relaxation, enter a vibrational state. This should feel like an amplified version of a cell phone's vibration mode, pulsations coursing through your body.
Oh, like my power surges, I feel.
Step three, imagine a rope hanging above you. Step four, using the astral or subtle body, attempt to hold on to the rope with both hands. The physical body remains completely relaxed. Begin to climb the rope hand over hand, all while visualizing reaching the ceiling above you. Once you are aware of your full exit of the physical body, you are then able to explore the astral plane.
All right. Now, you can also do lucid dreaming techniques. You want to read about that one real quick?
Again, there are numerous lucid dreaming techniques. Some are designed to train the sleeper to wake within the dream. Others offer methods of staying lucid while letting the body fall asleep. As a beginner, I would say that you would want to remain asleep until you become comfortable with it.
Yeah.
The advanced technique would be to be waking up during it. So just be careful and don't jump and skip to the end.
Now, a nootropic approach. Yes, it sounds weird. Nicotine has specific actions of brain. Chemistry, but no, it's not about smoking. Consider a cognitive enhancer. Nicotine is gaining fans among biochemical brain hackers. Many using nicotine patches to quit smoking have inadvertently discovered what happens when they forget to remove a patch before sleep. Nicotine can induce hyper-realistic but bizarre dreams that are so outrageous they must simply say to themselves, okay, this, like, oh my god, this must be a dream. It's too nuts to be anything else. And voila, lucidity is attained.
Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you listening to us. And
hey, we only got, like, one more. We only got one more for you. I promise you, we're almost done. This is not an endorsement of a method. As many report nightmares when using nicotine. Again, I am not telling you to use nicotine patches to astral travel. It's not all I'm telling you. And here is Rebel 45 with our final word.
Lucid dreaming with habit and repetition. We attain lucidity the instant we recognize we are in a dream state. Some people train by asking themselves several times a day for days or weeks, is this a dream? Sometimes you want to maybe visualize yourself with a certain aspect of something you recognize that will make you realize that you are lucid dreaming. The question eventually gets stuck in the place. Songs and jingles get stuck and are hard to unstick. Things like Afternoon Delight by the Starlight Vocal Band. You know what we're talking about.
An earworm. Yep.
The premise is that the question begins to habitually repeat itself by itself, and that eventually the mind will ask during a dream. When the dreamer answers, why yes, this is a dream, they achieve lucidity. Awesome. The best opportunities for becoming lucid within a dream are during REM, sleep.
That means rapid eye movement.
This stage happens in the first 2 hours after we fall asleep and before we wake up. By waking and going back to sleep during the night, we increase REM sleep time. Some use the sleep-wake method by setting interval alarms during the night, getting up for a few minutes, and then going back to sleep with an intention of keeping the mind awake. If awakened during a dream, immediately go back to sleep if possible.
And that is it, folks. This is Luna Light and
Rebel 45
signing out. Thanks for listening, and bye-bye. Everyone have a nice day. And we're off the air. Seven participants. Wow. Here we go. I'm still recording. And once again, this is Luna Light and
Rebel 45
signing out. Everybody have a nice day, and thanks for listening.